This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and the 8th Rashtriya Poshan Maha campaign from Dhar district in Madhya Pradesh today. He will also inaugurate the Adi Seva Parv in the state. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for India's first PM Mitra Park in the village of Mehsola in Dhar district. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to inaugurate 15 developmental works this afternoon at Tyagraj Stadium in New Delhi. This includes hospital blocks, 101 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, 150 dialysis centres, 75 drones for policing, and laying the foundation stone for 2 waste-to-energy plants, among others. The launch of these development projects comes under the Delhi government's 15-day Seva Pakhwada campaign being organized on the occasion of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 75th birthday today. Commencing today, the campaign will continue till the 2nd of October, the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi and Lal Bahadur Shastri. The 9th edition of Swachhata Hi Seva, SHS, 2025 began across the nation today. Starting today, the campaign will culminate on 2nd of October on Gandhi Jayanti. The 15-day campaign aims to mobilize millions across the nation in a collective call to action for high-impact Swachhata drives. Launched jointly by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs and the Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation, SHS 2025 focuses on bringing together citizens, communities and institutions to drive visible cleanliness on the ground with a focus on cleanliness target units, dark, dirty and neglected spots. As part of the campaign, Union Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal will visit Delhi's Bhalsava dump site this morning for its transformation and beautification. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, will organize service fortnight Seva Pakhwada across the country today on the occasion of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday. During the Seva Pakhwada, the BJP has planned various programs around various themes so that people from every section of society can actively connect. President Draupadi Murmu extended greetings and best wishes to Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his birthday. In a social media post, President Murmu said that by exemplifying the pinnacle of hard work through his extraordinary leadership, Mr. Modi has instilled a culture of achieving great goals in the country. The President further remarked that the global community today places profound faith in the Prime Minister's guidance. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan extended greetings to Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his birthday. In a social media post, the Vice President said that under the visionary leadership of Mr. Modi, India is making a mark on the global stage and moving steadily towards the goal of a developed nation. Mr. Radhakrishnan wished the Prime Minister a long, healthy and fulfilling life dedicated to the service of the motherland. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has announced that the national target for food grain production has been set at over 362 million tons for the 2025-2026 Rabi season. Union Agriculture Minister made this announcement during a press conference in New Delhi after he chairing the National Conference on Agriculture Rabi Campaign 2025.
हमने 25-26 के लिए जो लक्ष्य तय किया है 362.50 मिलियन टन, ये हमारा लक्ष्य है जो इस साल की उपलब्धि से 2.4% अधिक है जो इस बार हमने मिलकर तय किया है.
Indian javelin star Neeraj Chopra is set to begin his title defense in the qualification round of the World Athletics Championships 2025 in Tokyo, Japan today. India made history this time by having 4 athletes in the competition led by Neeraj Chopra and joined by Sachin Yadav, Yashveer Singh and Rohit Yadav. And that is the end of this news bulletin.